Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Dr. K. Rayam Blue, is a naturopathic physician and the author of a number of different books. Dr. K., welcome to the show. Dr. K., are you there?
I am here. Can you not hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Good. Hi.
So we're getting into winter season, and, you know, what are the issues around the winter, and what can people do about boosting their immune system, I would say?
Well, we do know that as the daylight hours get shorter, that the incidence of cold and flu tends to go up, and there's a number of factors there. The fact that daylight itself is getting shorter, our vitamin D levels are going down, we are in and out of heated environments that can become dehydrating, and we're just generally under more stress due to the weather itself, which can affect our immune system, and all of those things contribute to the fact that we get sick more in the winter. We're just more prone to cold and flu. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of things that we can do to boost our immunity, to help protect ourselves from getting sick. And it is possible to stay healthy throughout the winter.
I want to come back to that in a second, but I want to ask you, you know, last week I was doing an interview with somebody on, and they're talking about cancer, and they're talking that there's a relationship between the immune system and people getting cancer because the immune system, it does not recognize the cancer cells. So I'm wondering, how important is it on a daily basis? Like, I'm sure we don't, you know, we're not all fighting cancer all the time, but what can we do on a daily basis to really boost that immune system? And what does the immune system do?
Well, our immune system, first of all, and there are, you know, different aspects to the immune system. When we're talking about our immune system in terms of cold and flu prevention, for example, we're talking about a set of white blood cells whose job it is to recognize invading pathogens like bacteria and viruses, recognize those, and then essentially capture them and kill them. And so this is something called our innate immune system. It is our first line of defense against the, you know, hundreds of different viruses that we're exposed to on a daily basis throughout the winter that can make us sick. And when I'm talking about ways to boost our immunity, there are things that we can do. Well, first of all, there are things we can do to reduce our exposure to the viruses that make us sick in the winter. But secondly, there are things that we can do to increase the number and activity of those white blood cells. So get those white blood cells doing their job better to protect us better.
So what are some of those things that we can do to get those white blood cells working for us?
Well, in terms of, first of all, we can look at just reducing our exposure, and the very simplest thing we can do on that front is hand washing. I mean, everybody's heard this, but it absolutely does make a difference. You know, the hand is quicker than the sneeze when it comes to the spread of these viruses. Interesting research done recently showing how quickly a virus, you know, somebody coughs or sneezes, or somebody who has a virus, you know, gets onto their hand, they touch a doorknob, and how that can spread like wildfire throughout a building in just a few hours. So simply washing your hands is a very simple way to reduce your exposure to viruses. Now, there are a number of things that we can do in terms of common sense basic things that will help our immune system work better, such as getting to bed early. I know this sounds boring, but this is what our immune system likes. The cells of our immune system aren't equally effective or active throughout all times of the day and night, and they actually decrease their activity at nighttime. And so you have to as well. You have to be in bed by about 11 o'clock, actually. Otherwise, your immune system cells aren't necessarily going to stay up with you to protect you at nighttime. So that's something simple, is getting adequate sleep in the wintertime. Staying hydrated is important. We do tend to get dehydrated in warm environments, and overheated, drying environments in the winter can be very dry. And when we get dried out, the mucous membranes in our nose and throat aren't as efficient or effective at keeping bugs out. And when bugs, I mean, you know, viruses here. Mm. So those are some very simple things we can do. You know, a good diet in general, as well as avoiding sugar in particular. White sugar will depress the number and activity of our immune cells. So all of those are basic common sense things. Then there's a couple of tips that fall into the category of immunonutrition. So getting your vitamin D levels up to adequate, and a vitamin D supplement can be very helpful for people in that sense. And zinc, if you feel like people around you are getting sick or you've got that tickle in your throat, zinc has been shown to reduce the number of days that people are suffering with cold and flu symptoms, for example. That can really boost your immunity. When it comes, I think, to increasing our immune response in terms of prevention as well as treatment, so in other words, when you think you might be coming down with something, really echinacea is an excellent choice naturally for doing that.
You mentioned echinacea. Now, one of the things with echinacea is that there seemed like there was a big craze in the, I'd say, mid-90s, early 2000s about echinacea and how effective it was. And then it kind of, you know, kind of settled down a bit. Has there been new research, or is it just something that people wanted to move away from?
Well, what happened was there was a lot of very interesting and promising research. And as it seems to be always the case, when something comes out that sounds good, then there's a bunch of studies that are going to come out and challenge that or contradict that. And in fact, yes, there were a few studies released that suggested that, no, in fact, echinacea wasn't all it was cracked up to be, and it wasn't very good. And it turns out that, by and large, those studies that suggested that echinacea wasn't helpful were studies that used dried echinacea products. They were actually studies with otherwise decent methodology, but they used dried echinacea products. So if you walk into a grocery store or a drugstore and see an echinacea in a capsule on a shelf, it's likely made from dried echinacea. And when you dry echinacea, you lose up to 80% of its active ingredients. And then you have essentially a useless product. However, the studies that looked at echinacea made from a fresh extract, that means you take the plant when it's harvested and then you extract it immediately in its fresh state rather than drying it as many companies might, then you actually have a very, very useful immune boosting and immune modulating natural medicine here. It's a very powerful botanical medicine, and one that has been shown in clinical trials to decrease the number and severity of winter infections.
So if we're using echinacea, are there other herbs that are really effective as well?
Yeah, there are a number of them. I mean, echinacea works by, and again, we're looking here at a good quality fresh extract of echinacea, which also has to be standardized. So you want to standardize it to the active ingredients. And in fact, echinacea has three main active ingredients. So there's a few other things that you want to look for in addition to a fresh extract, is that it's standardized to these active ingredients. But it does complement well with a number of other herbs. For example, and these are ones that people may be familiar with or not, but astragalus, that's a well-known herb that has been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine as a herb for immune boosting, especially around what's called the change of season, which is, you know, just about now when winter's really setting in, one that can help people stay healthy and fight those bugs. Lomatium, this is another herb that has been used in North American native traditional medicine. Another one that seems to be a good virus fighter, particularly for rotavirus and other types of stomach bugs, for example, like a stomach virus.
That lomatium has an interesting history, doesn't it? Wasn't there in the Great Flu of 1918?
Yes, that's right. It was one of the herbs used during that time because in addition to you fighting stomach bugs, it does have a number of other antiviral properties. But yeah, you're right, Dave. That is one that was used during that flu pandemic.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, the story about it is that the native band that was using it on the west coast of North America had a low death rate compared to the surrounding populations, and they wanted to know why.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of the historical evidence of the use of that herb and, a launching point for an investigation into its antiviral properties.
Can we get that herb today? Is it available?
We can. can. As a matter of fact, well, I'm familiar with it in a combination called the antiviral formula. This is a combination of five herbs, all great antiviral herbs, like the one I mentioned, a combination of echinamide, which is a patented extract of echinacea, along with astragalus and lomatium, and a couple of other herbs, reishi mushroom, as well as licorice. Now, licorice in small amounts has been one that's been shown to boost levels of our natural levels of interferon, which is a natural antiviral compound that our body makes.
Interesting. So it's called antiviral, you said?
Yeah, antiviral. It's a combination of these five herbs, and it's a natural factors product, and it's one that you can take either preventatively, so a couple drops a day in water, for example, for adults and kids, it's a good choice, or you can save it for treatment, you know, if you feel like that first tickle in your throat is starting, or you, people around you are starting to get sick, then it's a good time to load up. You can take a few droppers full. Again, it's a liquid extract because we're looking at fresh echinacea extract here. It also comes in a soft gel form.
We're talking with Dr. Kate Ray on Blue about how to boost your immune system this time of the year. When we come back, we're going to find out what you can do if you actually catch a cold or a flu.